My name's Emma Cooper, and you're listening to the Network Marketing Mum audio experience.
So welcome. This is a podcast that I have to do because I speak to so many people who are just stuck and they're struggling, and I've been there. I mean, if you are an entrepreneur, there will be a time where you have been completely and utterly stuck too. And it might be a time where you have so many ideas that you don't know where the first step to start is, or it might be a time where you've just lost yourself. For me, that was grief. It was my sister getting diagnosed with cancer. It was her passing away in January 2021. And it was me trying to navigate through that. And then 64 days after Nick died, I gave birth to my second son, Archie, who was a rainbow baby after many losses. And I was just trying to figure out what could I do that was going to make me happy every day. The reality was, with dealing with being a new mum to Archie, who was a pain in the arse, he had problems with his milk, probably the first 18 months, really. It was just so, so difficult. And then add on top of that grief, which is horrific for any of you that know. And I'm not just talking about grief of losing a loved one, but maybe it's the loss of a relationship, maybe it's the loss of friendships, maybe it's the loss of a business, maybe any kind of loss. I believe it's just like grief of a loved one. Grief comes in many different forms, but ultimately what you find is that you completely and utterly just lose yourself. You don't know what makes you happy anymore. You don't know what makes you fulfilled. When people talk about having purpose, you feel like telling them to just piss off because nothing feels purposeful. It feels like you're in a hamster wheel or a washing machine and you just can't get out. My mum used to use the saying when we were kids, you can't see the wood through the trees. And it's so true. The saying you can only connect the dots looking backwards is a saying that I really relate to, because you can only look back and see the lessons that you learned that then put you on the path that you get on that takes you to actually fulfillment and purpose and passion and ultimately happiness. Most of us are missing that at some stage in our life because of something that happens, some experience that we have, something normally out of our control that happens, and then we have to react or respond to it. And what this does is just completely puts us off track. But it can also make us totally and utterly reevaluate where we are and where we want to go. And I don't think this is a bad thing. I mean, it's crap that it has to come sometimes through the loss of a loved one or the loss of a relationship, fill in the blank. It's crap that that has to happen. But sometimes, no matter the reason for you getting to that space, there's a reason why you're in that space. We've all heard it said before, like, you are where you are today, like, you're exactly where you're meant to be. And that used to really kind of knock me off because I didn't want to admit that, like, yes, this is exactly where I'm meant to be. And I'm meant to be grieving for my sister because that was just too upsetting to me. Like, how could this be meant to be? The one thing that turned everything around for me was doing one exercise. And that's really the true meaning of why I wanted to do, or the true reason, I should say, of why I wanted to do this podcast. It was when I sat with my therapist or counsellor, whatever you want to call Graham. He was just unbelievable at helping me navigate my way through grief and finding passion and purpose and fulfillment and happiness in life again. And that's a journey. But one exercise completely blew me away, and I'm going to share that with you. So if you're feeling lost, if you're feeling like you don't know what the next step is, if you're feeling like you don't know where to go, this is the one exercise that I would absolutely recommend every single person does. Sometimes, even if you're absolutely fine right now, you're totally fine, you're living your life, your business is going well, your relationships are okay, not just okay, maybe they're great, just, you know, everything's ticking along and it's okay. But if you really want to dig in and tap into that like, what do I want out of my life? What do I want my purpose to be? What does every day look like? What does happiness look like to me? Then the most important thing is to take time. So I want you to sit down. I want you to grab a piece of paper or a pen, or I want you to grab a book or a journal or a notebook. And I want you to get a pen and I want you to sit down and I want you to write your ideal day. Now, this may have some surprises in it. I'll just warn you of that. I'll give you a heads up. It might surprise you where you are, and I'll tell you my journey and my experience of it and how it surprised me. So when you sit down, if you can find a meaningful piece of music or something, a piece of music that, I love music because it invokes so many like emotions and feelings and a visualization. So grab a piece of music that inspires you maybe to write or inspires you to that kind of end result of where you see yourself when you're truly, truly happy and what your days look like when you're in that space. Now, it's not just as simple as writing down like, I wake up, I don't know, do my skincare routine, I take a shower, have a coffee with my husband or my partner, or I get my kids ready for whatever and I sit down and I'm working in this way and that way. It's not just a paper exercise. If you really want to get the best out of this, then you really need to kind of invest in it. And what I mean by that is when you sit down to write your ideal day, you need to focus more on feeling. So I start, and it's very intricate, so this might take you some time, but I start with, I open my eyes. I open my eyes and I feel. See, that's the important bit, I feel. So for me, it's I feel energized. I feel happy. I feel grateful for what, you know, what I'm about to do that day. I walk into my bathroom and for me, it's self-care. I do my 7 water splashes and I'm feeling even more energized. I'm feeling even more motivated. I do my skincare routine, taking care of me. And I feel a lot of self-esteem. I feel a high level of confidence. Do you see how it's not just, I do my skincare routine, I walk downstairs, I grab a cup of coffee. It's, I feel, I feel, I feel. I go downstairs and in mine, for example, I'll share with you. Sean is sat at the table. He's made me my morning coffee. Got to put that in there. He's made me my morning celery juice. And I feel so in love. I feel so grateful for our incredible relationship. I feel grateful that we're getting closer and closer every single day. And I'm in my workout gear. So you can even say before you go downstairs, I get changed into my workout gear. I feel motivated to go and create the best health or create the best body that I've ever had. Whatever your plan is or your desire or your vision of your ideal day. I go downstairs, I sit with Sean, we have a chat. I go down and I work out in the gym. The kids are sleeping peacefully. I feel safe in the knowledge that my kids are flourishing. They're very happy. I walk. One of my visions, for example, of my ideal day when I wrote it out initially, the first time I ever did it, was that I walked down the stairs and I looked out of massive like bifold patio doors at a sea view. I could feel the warmth coming through the glass of the window, and this made me feel, and then you would put how this makes you feel. So I would go through my day, writing out, going through my day of what I'm doing and how I'm feeling when I'm doing it. So let's say, for example, you run a coaching business or you want to run a coaching business, and your day is that you do 3 coaching sessions from 9 till 12 every morning. I would go into depth in those coaching sessions. So I sit down at my desk, which overlooks whatever. I feel this way about what, you know, the sessions that I'm about to have. I have 3 clients per day. My business is fully booked. I embark on the first coaching session, and these coaching sessions are with, and then you can literally explain in there like your ideal clients, for example. It's getting really, really specific about what you want your ideal day to look like. And that is in every single intricacy of that day. Once you've figured out like what you want your working day to look like, and you put the feelings attached to that. Give yourself some time to write out family time. What does family time look like to you? What do you do? How do you feel about it? How are your kids? How are they being nurtured and nourished? And if you are really on like a health journey, that, you know, I take my lunch, I pre-prepared, you know, my lunch where I'm eating wholesome, organic, vegan. You put what you want and how that looks. If, for example, you're on a health journey, one of your goals is, let's say, weight loss, then you would say, I step on the scales, I see loss of weight, I see gain of muscle, I see my BMI coming down, I see a flatter tummy, I see a six pack, I see whatever it is that you see, and then make sure you put how you feel about that. I feel toned, I feel healthy, I feel strong, I feel motivated, I feel structured, I feel organized, I feel incredible, I feel so confident, I feel like my self-esteem is through the roof, I feel love for myself, I feel gratitude for my body and my health. So do you see how being so intricate with every single part of your day? Because the reality is, you know, if your ideal day and you're like, oh, I'm sat on a beach, I'm sipping a cocktail, I'm reading a book, I mean, that's great. And you can write down your ideal, like, holiday, you can write down your ideal whenever you get to, you know, if that is your ideal, great, you know, write it down. But for me, my purpose is in helping other people. My purpose is in serving others. You know, there's a certain type of person that I want to serve. There's a certain type of result that I want them to see. And so what's important is writing down what that looks like and how that makes me feel. When you've written out your ideal day, down to literally, like if you have an issue in your relationship, maybe if, I don't know, if your sex life is rubbish, or you've just, you know, kind of let it go because you've been married so long, or you want that intimacy back, like write it out. Make sure maybe there's a padlock on this notebook so the kids can't find it, but write it out. Write it out. Everything that I put in my ideal day, the stuff that super shocked me. Like I did not see myself ever living abroad again, because, you know, we'd lost Nicola, my parents are living at my home. And I just like, well, I just can't physically, you know, go abroad again. I can't leave my parents, I can't do this. But in that ideal day, that's where I was. I went a step further after the ideal day and I put visual aids around my house. So I found a picture of this villa and it had like an egg chair. As you sort of came down the stairs, there was an egg chair and it was looking over a sea view. Now, I did not realize until I came to view the house that I live in now that when, and it took for me to move in, not even, well, when we walked in, I did say, Sean, oh my God, look, that egg chair's there from the vision. But the house is in such a state, I was like, I am not living here, this is gross. And then a couple of months later, I was like, oh, maybe we look at that first house again. And then weirdly, when I looked at it, and also I went up to the bedroom, which would be William's bedroom, and there was a massive white feather on the bed. Like, not just like a feather from a pillow, it was a massive white feather. And I said to Sean, that's so weird. I would say that'd be a sign for Nicola, but I'm definitely not going to live here. And then, lo and behold, a few months later, there I was, living there. Don't underestimate the power of writing this down. If you've got to write it down every single day, do it. If you've got to play some song and voice record yourself reading out your ideal day, literally voice record your voice onto your phone with that YouTube like music clip playing in the background, so you can really, when you listen to it, you can visualize. Stick your headphones in every morning and listen to it as you do your routine. If you're walking down the stairs and it's, you know, not a sea view and your dream is a sea view, close your eyes. I mean, maybe while you're not on the stairs, but close your eyes, visualize that. When you do that, you can feel the heat on your body through those patio doors. You can visualize where you want to be. You don't necessarily have to be there right now. If in your vision you're driving a certain car, when you've got your hands around your steering wheel, take yourself inside of that car. Pretend that your hands are wrapped around the steering wheel of the car that you want to be driving. Feel the butterflies in your stomach of excitement that you've got to where you wanted to be or where you want to go. You're living that life of your dreams. I promise that If you understand the power of your thoughts, if you understand the power of a visualization, then you will completely and utterly understand the power of writing down your ideal day, of creating that ideal day. But the difference of this is that you have to focus on the feeling, and you have to do this exercise repetitively, whether it's sitting and writing it down or whether it's listening to the voice recording you've created. Or if it's so, so clear, all you'll need to do is switch on the song and it'll take you straight there. If every morning, as you open your eyes, you reach for your headphones, you put them in and you press play on that visualization. If every night before you go to sleep, you put the headphones in and you play that visualization. There are things that are unlocked by doing that that will take you step by step closer and closer to that ideal day. It did not take long for me at all. Some people call this manifestation. Some people call it the law of attraction. Call it what you want, but it flipping works. Every single time that I have done it, every single time that I have enveloped kind of all of my feelings around this ideal day, this vision, this goal, I have absolutely 100% always hit it, always achieved it, always got to that vision. And that is your exercise. To write the ideal day, to get out of the struggle, to get out of that washing machine or that hamster wheel and find your ideal day. I can take you back many times in my life where I've been really stuck and where I've implemented this, not exactly in writing the ideal day because this only happened after I lost Nick, but really in terms of creating vision boards, in terms of writing myself a letter for when I got accepted as a police officer, when I passed all the exams and the, I can't think what it's called now, but the assessment centre, I actually wrote myself a letter and sent it to myself in the post. I put Greater Manchester Police logo on it. I gave myself a collar number, which ended up being one digit out. Each digit ended up one digit out of what my actual collar number ended up being. So I was pretty close. This stuff works, but you've got to decide to take the time to invest in you, your future, your vision, your purpose, and your happiness. So good luck. Feel free to share exactly what this has done for you. Tag me on social media at Emma Cooper Online on Instagram, at Emma Cooper Online on Facebook. Tag me wherever you can get hold of me and let me know the difference that listening to this podcast and doing this exercise has made to you, your vision, and your life.
This podcast was sponsored by MyProPlanner, the number one planner for network marketers.